How do you go about finding candidates?
You know, some of it is you kind of ask people that you think might be good, you know, people that are active in the community that have expressed an interest maybe even, or people that have kind of been, you know, moving that way or building up to want to do that someday. So some of it's that. Some of it's people come to you or bring someone to you and you kind of talk to them and see if they'd be a good fit. We don't really try to necessarily fill every seat on the ballot. I like to look for high quality people, and by that I don't mean to make that sound bad, but people that know the job, have a passion for it, are interested in the process and all that.
And I know the candidate you slated for county assessor has some kind of experience in that area.
Yeah. A lot of this too, as you look at it's somewhat strategic. You look at positions that may be winnable and all that. And there have been a few people that asked for us to think about running someone for county assessor. I had actually talked to Eric about 6 months ago and he said, no way. But other people approached him. And yeah, he has experience. He knows the job. I mean, to hear him talk about it, he's actually one of the most intelligent people I've met. And he really, when he talks about it, he really likes the job. He likes that kind of work. And that comes across. He's also one of the kindest, more, you know, most courteous people I've met. I think he did a good job, from what I've heard from people that had dealings with him in that office, of really being transparent, explaining the process. They may not necessarily have liked what he was telling them all the time, but he did it in a way where it made sense, and they walked away, you know, feeling so good. They were treated respectful and all that. So his big thing was he wasn't political. He's not interested in, you know, the campaign process and all that. So that's kind of what made him hesitant. But we worked with him, talked him through that, and, you know, offered him some help and all that.
What about county clerk? I know you did not slate anybody. Was there discussion? Did you try to find somebody?
There was some discussion on that several months ago. We, you know, kind of put it out there a bit, and really nobody responded. So we kind of moved on to the next thing.
I wonder, though, like, especially with issues like same-sex marriage and the controversy surrounding whether or not the licenses were going to be issued or not, and Tippecanoe County kind of hesitated on it, do you think timing-wise, maybe if that had happened a little bit earlier, would it have been ripe for a Democrat to challenge that position?
Definitely. I mean, looking back, it was one of those that I kind of went, oh, you know, I should have tried a little harder on that. And actually, when I put in the slate, I was going to include that one just because when you put in a slate, you're not necessarily saying I have someone for this, but it just gives you, it's the process, and it tells you these are the ones I'm going to try to fill. I didn't, and, you know, looking back, it might have been one that would be worth pursuing.
What about, just in general, I mean, Democratic leadership isn't unheard of because Lafayette is all Democrat in their council and West Lafayette has their fair share of Democrats. The county, though, seems to be controlled or run by Republicans. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know. I mean, part of it, I think, is a mindset that, oh, there's no way we can win. You know, people just in that, why am I even going to do it? Because there's no way I'm going to win after putting all this work and money into it. Some of it, and I'm not knocking anyone with all due respect, or some of the positions that are elected that maybe should actually be appointed. You know, I mean, there's just not a lot of interest, truthfully, when you talk to people about some of those positions. I always explain to people that, first of all, you have to get out of that mindset. Second of all, the demographics have changed so much that some of these seats are winnable. But even that said, I mean, given, look at County Council District 4, which is basically West Lafayette municipality, maybe a little bit, and I tried, I asked people, and nobody was interested. Now, what I've found with County Council is people really like the more legislative part, which is what a city council does. County Council is all budgetary,
right?
And it's just, that's not everybody's, you know, I mean.
Hard to find somebody that has that interest.
Right, exactly.
Do you see any type of change? You know, what do you think Democrats and county Democrats need to do to kind of make inroads into that Republican stronghold?
Well, I think that we have, I mean, I'm very pleased with this ticket. I mean, we have good leaders. We have people that are respected throughout the community, really from top to bottom. And it's kind of, maybe that's what we've been working for, kind of mentoring people, building people up to be able to take this next step. I mean,
do you see a real ideological division in the county between Democrats and Republicans? Is that part of the issue that they're kind of, people are moderate and...
Yeah, somewhat. You know, it's weird though, because, I mean, when it comes down to it locally, when you talk, I mean, with my Republican friends that are elected officials, I mean, we have more in common than we have different. You know, I think as you get further out, obviously nationally and all that, that may not be the case, but there's not a lot of ideological differences, at least on the local level. And I think that's one thing that I've always been proud of with Lafayette, is everybody does work together to make it such a great, you know, well, the greater Lafayette area, a great place to live. That seems to reign true. Now you get folks that may want to run or run that are ideologically definitely different. But I think when it comes down to, you know, when they do the job, it's really for the best interests of the community.